The technique called next-generation sequencing involves looking at bacteria in the Great Lakes from the viewpoint of a molecule. Samples of the bacteria's DNA are collected from the water. Then they're examined and used to help with identifying the source. Researchers at Buffalo State's Great Lakes Center will be using this technology in Lake Erie. They'll be collecting samples near an area that has been plagued by bacteria, Gallagher Beach on Buffalo's Outer Harbor. The issue of bacteria accumulation has historically been a cause for beach closures throughout Great Lakes communities. Right now, it's unknown if technology like this has been used in communities along the Great Lakes corridor, but researchers at the center say the process has been around for about 4 or 5 years, and it's the start of something good for the Great Lakes as a whole.
Well, there's an emphasis on water quality throughout the Great Lakes Basin. And this is one of the things that we do at Buffalo State College, is that we are involved in a lot of water quality testing and issues. And so it's part of a larger scheme for Buffalo State.
That's Gary Pettibone, one of the key researchers on the project. He says they'll be taking samples from several sites along the Gallagher Beach area to determine the bacteria's source. Some of the suspected sources are a storm drain and a seagull nesting colony. The project will take about 1 year to complete. For Great Lakes Today, this is Angelica Morrison.